Appreciate song service this morning. Appreciate being here. Appreciate having you here. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. And also the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. You pray for us just a minute. We might get ourselves out of the way. Twelfth chapter of the book of Genesis, and the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Don't believe I'll read that much, but we're going to read a few verses from each place. Chapter Genesis, we're going to start with the 6th verse. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel, or Bethel, whatever, on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. 12th chapter, book of Hebrews. May read a little more here. Could probably read the whole chapter, but we're gonna start with about the 15th verse. Yes, it is. 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up troubled you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he had found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of Scripture out of Genesis and also of the book of Hebrews. And I know this morning that there's a lot of things in both these chapters, just to be honest with you. But we've got a little thought, seemed like, upon our hearts today, and we'll just trust that the Lord will help us for just a minute. I really don't know, quite frankly, which way to go or what we might do or say. But if I had a thought that I could leave with you that might make a little sense, it would be communication. And I don't know that I'll get a lot on that or whatever, but I want to talk to you just a little bit about talking to the Lord. Talking to the Lord. Communication. How much do we talk to the Lord? How much? How much? And do we hear his voice? Now, I might have a whole lot, and I might have nothing. And it's crazy sometimes how you get some things, and I don't listen to country music as a standard. I really don't. I could tell you what I think about most of it. But you get into places, and I drive and I deliver cars and different things, and you get in places right here in Georgia. You get down around South Georgia, and sometimes there ain't many stations. And you get hooked on one that you have to listen to, and you just grin and bear it, sort of what I say. Just grin and bear it. It means nothing to me. Don't appeal to me a bit. There's this man singing a song, this country song, I reckon. And in this song, he got to talking about the only time that he talked to God was when he needed a favor. The only time, and it's evidently in the chorus of this psalm, because he said that quite a bit. The only time that he talked to God was when he needed a favor. And you know, the Lord got to churning. Things got to going. And I got to thinking, well, just how much do we talk to the Lord? How much? How many times do we talk to the Lord? Are we one of them that only speaks to the Lord when we need something. When we need something. When we need a favor. When we need a Lord to move a mountain or to move a trouble or to get rid of some things in our lives, is that the only time that we speak to God? Think about it. Abraham, brethren, Abraham had to leave his own country. And brethren, he didn't move, brethren, without talking to the Lord. Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! He talked to God on a regular basis, my friend. Woo! Bible said that the Lord appeared unto Abram. He said, I'm going to give unto thy seed all this land. Land of Canaan. Is that right? Bible said that's what the Lord, he appeared unto Abram. He said, I'm going to give your seed all this land of Canaan. All of it. Glory, thanks be to God. You know what Abram did? He built him an altar. Brother communicated with his God. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! It do us good. Thank God to communicate. Woo! With our God this morning. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Bible says after he built him an altar that he moved to the mountain. Yes, sir. Move to the mountain. Build him an altar. Cried out to God. Yes, he did. Didn't go far. Brother, you won't find Abraham moving without building an altar. Read it. It's in there. Yes, it is. How much do we talk to God this morning? Communication. My dad, he was always on the go. And it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing for him to show up the house about 7:15. I was married. He said, you want to go so-and-so. You want to go such-and-such. We ride the roads. He had somewhere that he wanted to go. Now, it was communication. You can believe what you want to believe. It was communication that he mostly wanted. Yes, sir. And you know what? We spoke very few words. Ha! Woo! Woo! Glory! Brethren, but I enjoyed being with him, thank God, wherever we went. Communication. You hear me? There's a lot of folks afraid of God. According to their communication. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm not going to ask you My friend, do you have an altar at the house that you go and pray? And I'm going to be honest with you. You ought to have something, somewhere, some place where God talks to you. Yes, sir. You know why I like driving vehicles? It's me and him. Yes, sir. And when I'm going down the road, Bruce, I'm listening. Yes, sir, I don't care. I listen to gospel music. I'll put it on gospel music. If Sirius XM's on, I'm on it. Yes, sir. If it ain't on, I have to hunt them. There are very few and far between. There's a lot of contemporaries out there. I don't care whether you like it or not. My friend, it's still got Jesus in it. Amen. What I'm looking for, brother, is him to talk to me. Amen. Yes, sir. I want to hear his voice. Brethren, I can't live without it, folks. Yes, sir. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Huh? Is that not right? You don't think it takes communication between you and the Lord? Can I ask you a question? You've been born again, and you ain't got no direct line to God? Brethren, there's something wrong with you this morning. Yes, they are. You need to get a hold of Jesus. Thank God you need to get on the central telephone. Royal. Brethren, it ain't never busy. No, sir. Susan said something a while ago. My friend that I'd been thinking about. When you get down to pray, do you think God's listening? Most of us pretty much thinks he's listening, don't we? When we pray, don't we? You ever got down, my friend, got up and thought, well, Lord, where are you? I like to know I got the right person on the other end, don't you? Glory, hallelujah! Woo! I don't like picking up the phone, somebody's yakking on it. A lot of y'all younger ones don't know what I'm talking about. Sometime you was on a third party line. Huh? Yes, sir. You didn't have a two party, you had a third party. Yeah. And sometimes, Darrell, you get a hold of that phone, you pick it up, somebody's talking. You hang it up. Don't sit there and listen, you hang it up. But listen. Listen. You can get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, brethren, in less than a second this morning. Amen. I don't care when you call him. Amen. Yes, sir. Central's never busy. It's in that book. Church hymnal. Central's never busy. Always on the line. Always. Brethren, we've got an open line of communication. Isn't it something? Isn't it something, my friend? You call around today, Mike, and you call, especially in the medical field. Brother, you call and you, I need to talk with so-and-so. Well, I'll take a message. Well, I'll tell the nurse. Well, you know what? You never get a call back. Huh? They don't get the message. They're not concerned about your situation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right, you know why people use these altars? I'm going to tell you why they use them. They work. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! Thank God there's something there. Brethren, you can't get anywhere else. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I know what I'm talking about. People don't come up here to hear themselves bop. No, sir. They don't come up here, my friend, thinking they ain't going to get an answer. Brethren, they come because they know without a doubt God's going to talk to them. Yes, sir. I know when I've talked to him, don't you? Bible says and teaches us in the days of Moses, things ain't changed a lot. Brethren, we're in a sophisticated world. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. God's had technology long before the United States did. Yes, sir. He'll talk to you without the line. Huh? Glory, hallelujah! That ain't all. He sees us right where we are. Amen. Don't take no satellite. Yeah. Preacher, you've lost your mind. Communication. In the days of Moses, my friend, God had Moses on a journey. He had him in three 40-year journeys. Yes, go and read it. Three 40-year journeys. One of those 40 years was in the wilderness. Was it not? He went through that wilderness just like they did. I still don't believe he was a wanderer. I believe he knows where he's headed. You know what? God knows where he is headed. God knows he wanted to see that place. Yes, sir. And he showed it to him, Jeff, before he left here. Don't tell me God don't take requests. Huh? He'll do it. We have prayer requests. Sometimes we don't have much. Truth of it is, you wouldn't be here if we give every request we had. Amen. But we like to take things under consideration. Preacher, why do you have prayer requests? But we might pray for our brother and our sister. Yes, sir. Why is that? Because we've got a form of communication. Yes, sir. In the second part of Moses' 40 years, he was on the backside of the mountain of God, keeping his father-in-law's sheep. He had been there for years, Bruce. He had been there for years. Keeping them sheep. Passed by this tree. Brethren, I couldn't tell you how many times. And one day, it was on fire. Yes, sir. One day, that tree was on fire. And he got to looking, it wasn't being consumed. It was just on fire. Bible said he turned aside. You know why he turned aside? Because God was talking to him. Yes, sir. I don't know about you, but I like it when the Lord sits down next to me and starts talking. Yeah. Preacher, he don't talk to me. You might ought to try it sometime. He'll do it. Yes, he will. He'll do it quite often if you'll earnestly listen. You hear me? earnestly listen. It's about like being so busy. I've been in some of the busiest times of my life, my friend, and the Lord just whispered to me. Yes, sir, sometimes it's something I need to do. And sometimes he just wants to give me a little nudge. And sometimes he just wants me to know, I'm here. Huh? Woo! I'm here. You're so busy, but thank God I'm still here. Love it. Love it. It might have been a country song, but Lord got to dealing with me about communication. How much do we talk to God? Just when we need a favor. Huh? Just when we need a favor. That's about how the people of today look at God. He's there. Yeah, he's there. I don't never talk to him. Don't never visit him. Abram visited him quite often. Yes, sir, quite often. Moses, my friend, visited him quite often too. I'm going to tell you something about Moses. Brethren, the Bible said that Aaron and Miriam asked the question, doth God speak to Moses only? Huh? Doth God speak to Moses only? Aaron was his brother and Miriam was his sister. And they both asked the question. Question him. And you know what? Moses didn't answer them. You know who answered them? The Lord did. Yes, sir. The Lord did. He spoke to them. He said, I've give visions and words and things to the prophets. He said, but not unto my servant Moses. He said, with him I speak face to face. They found out that the Lord spoke to Moses. Yes, sir, they did. It's not a bad thing today. It's nothing, my friend. I've been in the place in my life that when I heard the voice of God, my friend, I thought it was somebody. You may have never been there, and I can't help that. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I know God's real. I know where he lives. Oh, thank God. I believe you know where he lives too. That line of communication, my friend, is direct. You don't have to go through anybody. Through the name of Jesus, brethren, you can get a hold of him. Today, right now. That right, Bruce? Brethren, there's nothing wrong with a communication line. It's the participant. It's where the problem lies. We only thank God's there in our life, my friend, for when we need him. Did you hear that? When we need him, you know what? Our need for him is a lot more than we're showing. Our need for him, my friend, is when you put your foot on the ground every morning. You need him. You might not recognize him, but thank God you need him. And he won't, you know what he wants to do? He wants to hear from you. I didn't call it running from preaching. I didn't know what in the world was going on. But the Lord got to talking to me in a warehouse, bins full of carpet. There wasn't a soul around. And I'd walk down through them aisles and somebody'd get to talking to me and say, Randy. You say, preacher, he don't call that name. He called my name. Yes, sir. I can tell you he did. I'd look around, Robert, and they wasn't a soul. No soul. Nobody. I went on a few days, my friend. You know what? The Lord wanted to communicate with me, and I didn't want to communicate with him. Problem. Problem. He wanted me to do something, and the truth of it is, I wasn't too, my friend, into doing much. I was a church member, I was saved, and I was just floating right along. Yes, sir, minding my own business. I was 21 year old. We had one child. Yes, sir. But the Lord talked to me. I don't care whether you believe it or not. You didn't have to believe it. I heard it. You know what I believe? I'm just going to be honest with you. I believe God talks to us. I believe the Lord's talking to you. This morning, the voice of the Lord crying out. And we're not interested. A few days later, I was in that same warehouse section. And I was walking down through there, had things, I was working, had things to do. And the Lord said, Randy. I looked around, they wasn't a soul. I was about halfway down that bend before I could get to the middle. And I run to the middle. I said, there's somebody down there. Preacher, you lost your mind. I'm telling you what the Lord can do. Huh? He'll get our attention. Moses been by that tree all them years, and that tree never had burned. But brethren, one day, it was on fire. Yes, sir. It was on fire. And it was not until Moses turned. Preacher, you run down there and look. Ain't that turning? No.
Bless him, Lord.
No.
No,
that's
not.
I was listening to the wrong voice. I was thinking that somebody was talking to me. Somebody was talking to me. Yes, sir. I went on about a month after that, and I found me an altar. I got in it. I crawled up under it. Yes, sir, and I prayed. I mean, I prayed, and prayed. And I come up with a conclusion, my friend, that I hadn't been doing what the Lord wanted me to do. That's what I told the church. I ain't been doing what the Lord wanted me to do. Just pray for me. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. God didn't quit talking to me. When I really realized that the Lord was dealing with me about preaching, you know what I done? I done the wrong thing, but I'm going to tell you what I done. I quit reading my Bible in an effort. I mean, honestly, I just quit reading. I lay it down. I'm not going to read it. If I don't know nothing about it, there ain't no way he'll call me to preach. No way. Y'all hear that voice? Preachers, it's quiet in here. Y'all hear that voice? Y'all see that tree burning? Yes, sir. Moses saw that tree burning. He went over there. You know, when he got close to that tree, you know what the voice of God said? He said, pull off thy shoes.
Yes.
The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. He heard him. He pulled them shoes off. Yes, sir. And he got over in the midst of the fire. Yes, sir. And God got to speaking to him. You know what he told him? He said, you go down yonder and deliver my people. Is that what he told him? He had something for him to do.
Yes, he did.
He was probably all right keeping them sheep. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, God want me to preach? I don't know what he wants you to do. But I can tell you this. Brethren, when he speaks, you're to listen.
Amen.
You're to listen. You're to turn aside. Give him your attention. You know you can talk to the Lord going down the road.
Amen.
You can talk to the Lord, my friend, in the midst of an empty warehouse.
Amen.
You can do it.
Yeah.
I went on a few months like that. And I come up with the idea that they wouldn't, nobody in this world knowed what I was supposed to do but me, and I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to tell it. Tammy, I just thought if I could keep it to myself, it'd just go away. That's what I thought. And that's what I pleaded my case between me and the Lord. I'm okay right where I'm at. I believe I was choir director at that time. I'm okay right where I'm at. I'm going to tell you something. Brother Kermit Huey, a lot of y'all don't know him, don't even know his name. He is a dear friend of ours. He could play the piano like nobody. I mean, absolutely play the ivory off of it. And he knowed it. You know what I mean? He knowed it. He had the spirit of the Lord about him in his playing and his singing. Sung with a group. He is 62 year old. And he announced his calling to preach. 62 year old. You say, preacher, that's too old. Who said? Who said that's too old? Do you know what Brother Kermit Huey's worst fear that he had? He talked to me. We talked, communicated. We talked together a good little bit, mostly about the Word. He knowed the Word. He knowed of the Word, and he knowed the man that knowed the Word. Yes, sir. But his worst fear, what really haunted him, he said, Randy, he said, I wonder how many people I could have reached in the last 12 years. I thought, my stars. That's exactly, I told him, I said, son, 12 years, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. He said 12 years he had known he was supposed to be preaching. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And I told him, Lord, give it to me. I just told him, just real quick. I said, Kermit, I said, you can't worry about what them 12 years held.
Yeah.
I said, you can just do the best you can from here on.
Amen.
Ever how long that is.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I believe he took notice. Hear me? Hear me? Preacher, Lord, don't talk to me.
Bless him, Lord.
I bet he gets in the car with some of you. I bet he gets on the job with some of you.
Yeah.
I bet he gets on you when you lay your head down at night. And things get real still and calm. You can hear his voice. Can I tell you something? It'd be a shame. It'd be a shame and a disgrace. There was never a time my dad was living. There's never a time that I didn't know his voice. Do you know that? It's just like having children. You can have 4 or 5. You can have 10. It don't matter. And I'll guarantee you, you know the voice of every one of them. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. There's just something about them.
Amen.
Ain't there, Jeff?
Amen. That's right.
It would be a shame and a disgrace to be a child of the King, born again, and not know the voice of God. It might take you a little time to figure it out. I come to the place, my friend, that the Lord wanted me to do something. But I'd went as far as I could go. Third Sunday night in May 1976. Communion foot washing, Union Grove Baptist Church. At that time, you normally had a preacher and then you had two at the table and they preached. It was a lengthy service. Yes, it was. And after the preacher had preached, my friend, I got in the altar. That night, third Sunday, 1976. I'll never forget it. I got in the altar. And you know what? I was down there for business. When I went, I said, I'm not getting out of here until I get the answer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But you know what I kept holding on to? Ain't nobody knows nothing. Ain't nobody knows nothing about this. They prayed for me. I ain't lying. 1.5 hours, 2 hours. It's a long time. Sister Myrtle Goodnight sat on the second bench. Church had prayed with me. I wore them out. Church had done all she could do. You say, preacher, why didn't you just give in? I wasn't about to give in. Not until I know for a fact. Sister Myrtle Goodnight got up. And she said something along these words. She says, church, I know we've prayed with Randy.
Yeah.
And she said, we need to come one more time. Said, there's something he's got to do, and he is not willing to do it, as the word she said.
Yeah.
Lord spoke to me just that quick, and he said, see there?
Yeah.
She knows. Yeah. You know what, Darrell? They didn't have to pray with me no more. It was over.
Yeah.
It was over. It's done. The message was received. You hear me? It was received. I thank God. I really do. I thank God for my journey. They sung that song and several of them talked about it this morning about time has made a change. I'm glad I'm in the day that I'm in. Yes, sir. I'm more glad that God has left me here. For a little while. For a little while. I don't know how long. Doesn't really matter. But he's left me here. He's took care of me. He's took care of my family. Yes, sir. He's took care of my loved ones. You say, preacher, those things happened in your life. They sure have. They sure have. And the Lord still takes care of things.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
The voice. Communication. I read in the book of Hebrews where it said the voice that was then spoken shook the earth. He said, no more. He said, the voice, the word brethren, the trumpet sound. He said, that's no more. He said, the voice that now speaks, my friend, shall not only shake earth, but heaven also. That it might, what? Remove, shake those things that can be shaken. Folks, I want you to know that the voice of the Lord is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. Preacher, I wish they'd leave me alone. You know, when I got up from the altar the third Sunday night, 1976, I got up. I told the church, I said, the Lord wants me to preach. You know what, Mike? He ain't never bothered me that again. Never. Never. Never troubled me. Never. I've never had a second thought, my friend, about what God wanted me to do. Why, preacher? I heard him. You hear me? I heard him. Moses, you go down yonder and deliver my children. For I have heard their cry. And Moses got scared. It's a fearful thing. I don't know that I ever run from my calling. I wasn't running. I just wasn't going to do it. That's my problem. I just wouldn't go do it. Moses spoke to the Lord. They had a communication. They had a conversation. He said, Lord, said, I can't speak plain. You know what the Lord said? He said, take Aaron with you. Is that not what he said? He's a man of eloquent speech. He said, but Moses, I'm going to speak to you. You're going to speak to Aaron. He's a thorn sometimes. But listen. Listen. Lord, who am I going to tell them sent me? Who am I going to tell them? Who am I going to tell Pharaoh that sent me down here? The Lord said, tell him, I am that I am. Amen. I am have sent thee. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mike, he's got the answers. Yes, sir. Are we listening is the problem. Are we listening? He's got the remedy. Do you know this world and all the madness that's going on in it, God's got a remedy for it. He has. But he's having a strong problem with people listening. And rightfully so, my friend. He can't even get us church members listening.
Amen.
Come get some. Abram, I'm going to give this land of Canaan. I'm going to give it unto all thy seed. Abram built him an altar unto the Lord in recognition of God. And the very next verse, Abram moved over to another mountain around Bethel. You know what he said? He said he built an altar. And he cried unto God. What was he doing? He was talking to him. Huh? Talking to him. Talking to him. You ain't got to get on your knees in this altar, my friend, to talk to God. But I'll promise you one thing. If you don't humble yourself right where you are, you got a hard row to hoe. He's speaking. Are we listening? Are we here? It's not hard. While we stand.